shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
All right, Vancouver, listen as Fred Schneider says. Do as you're told. Radio Free GAC starts now. there we had Romantica by the Apparat Organ Quartet, who are, as the name suggests, a quartet of organists from Reykjavik, accompanied by a drummer. And that's off their self-titled album, first released in 2002, though it was remastered and re-released in 2005 through 12 Tonar, which is a record label slash record store right in the heart of 101 Reykjavik, where you can wander around on their two-story house there with a complimentary espresso while you browse. Good evening, or as they say in Iceland, Guðkvöld. This is Radio Free Gak, broadcasting the soundtrack to your life here on UBC's resplendent station, CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver area. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. And if you haven't visited the website recently, it's been rejigged. It looks resplendent as the station itself. My name is Gak, and I'll be shaking my crime stick at you for the next half hour, plus another hour. Yeah, that's a good order there. Yeah, so 90 minutes of me suffer. You can call me here at the booth at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Just want to thank Henry for filling in for me last week, and BBC Worldwide during the entire show swap week scenario there. A little bit of a snafu occurred. Turned out whoever was supposed to take controls here was handicapped by a returning flight. So I found out, but I couldn't react in time. But part of my recent absence can be explained by the show's theme, which will be all about Iceland, where I'd been spending most of this time. So we're going to all hear Icelandic acts, including a couple soundtrack selections from Björk herself. However, we will kick things off right now with Iceland's probably their second most famous export. If you actually were in Iceland itself, you would be a big fan of, well, apparently means something proper in Icelandic, but unfortunately the translation is booby. B-U-B-B-I. He's big in Iceland. Anyways, the Victory Rose, known as Sigros, and lead singer John Thor Bergesen, along with partner Alex Summers, have an ambient side project that until recently was just called Rice Boy Sleeps, but in Europe right now, they sort of renamed it based on their first name, so they are best probably going to be called this ambient side project, John C. and Alex. So this album just came out in Europe, and this is a song that features what's thought to be the last recording ever of a castrati singer. So here are Jonesy and Alex, a.k.a. Royce Boy Sleeps, with Boy 1904. Thank you. They're cigarillos themselves with Baba, the first part. So their 20-minute work for the first half of the soundtrack to Merce Cunningham's dance piece Split Sides. And you find that on the 2004 EP called Baba Tiki Dido, which were all taken from what Merce Cunningham was using to describe the dance piece. And one aspect of that three-part EP is that a new song can be constructed if you play all three songs simultaneously. Incidentally, the second half to Cunningham's Split Sides project was composed by Radiohead. And I recall living in Brooklyn when the dance debuted there at the Brooklyn Academy of, I think it was the Academy of Art or Academy of Music, but yeah, there was a veritable hipster geek out on Craigslist, everyone going agog trying to get tickets for the one-off live performance. Sadly, Merce Cunningham was in the news, and that's because he passed away 2 weeks ago at the age of 90, 17 years after surviving the death of his romantic partner and frequent collaborator, American composer John Cage. And speaking of cigarillos, I was sitting at a cafe in Reykjavik, and one girl was animatedly asking the waitress about what cigarillos was up to doing for the forthcoming gay pride celebrations. And the waitress listened carefully, and she wasn't totally sure, but she checked with lead singer John Thor, since he was across the street chatting with friends. And just to give you an indication how small Reykjavik actually is, the population of the city is about 120,000, matching Abbotsford, Thunder Bay, or Prince Edward Island itself. And Iceland has only about 300,000 people, and slightly less than how many people live in Victoria. And then we heard John Thor along with his boyfriend, American designer Alex Summers, as Jonesy and Alex, otherwise known as Rice Boy Sleeps. And we heard Boy 1904 beforehand.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the 2009 Chilwinston Olio Festival Accord. The Olio Festival Accord will be a free, outdoor, all-ages art showcase that will kick off the four-day 2009 Olio Festival. Join us this Thursday, August 13, 2009, from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. between Carroll Street and Water Street in historic Gastown. Come enjoy free entertainment that will feature bands Analog Bell Service, Sun Wizard, Makeout Videotape, and Harold Donnelly, including comedy acts Paul Anthony's Talent Time and The Exploding Sandwich, with artists Cody Fennell, Mark Summers, and Indigo. For more details, visit oliofestival.com. That's OLIOfestival.com and chillwinston.com. And don't forget to pick up your all-access Olio Festival passes that are on sale at Zulu, Scratch, Beat Street, Red Cat Records, and also available online at www.oliofestival.com. Brought to you by Chill Winston, CITR 101.9 FM, and the 2009 Olio Festival.
Do check out that website for all the listings for the Olio Festival, since that looks like a fantastic lineup as everything kicks off there. So that is this weekend, Olio. Next up from Iceland here is Worm is Green, and they come from the city, of Akranes, a small town a few kilometers north of Reykjavik. Although with the winding roads there along the fjords, it does take a bit more than a few minutes to get there. The group's working on a new album. Not sure of the title yet or what the schedule is, but I think it should be later in the autumn here. But they recently re-released their 2003 album, Automagic, this May. And from that album, what we'll do is we'll listen to The Robot Has Got the Blues. And this is Worm is Green. You're listening to Radio Free Gek here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you. And there's Moom, spelt M-U with the little accent grave on top of that, and then M as well. And that was Don't Be Afraid, You've Just Got Your Eyes Closed. And you can find that on their 2002 album, Finally, We Are No One, which was really recorded in a lighthouse. And they have a new album called Sing Along to Songs You Don't Know, due later this month. Though they've changed more of their live instrumentation due to personnel changes, which we'll cover shortly here. You're listening to Radio Free GAC.
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from the Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, this is GAC here. This is Radio Free GAC on CITR Vancouver. One of the former members of Moom is Kristin Anna Valtisdottir, who left in 2006, moved to New York with her husband David Portner. Of course, we know Portner a little bit better as A.V. Tear, one of the members of Animal Collective. Now, Portner and Kristin released an album together under the name A.V. Tear and Kriya Brecken, and that was called Pull Hair Rub Eye. And Kristin continues to record with this next act based out of Iceland, and they're a Balkan folk rock act called Storsveis Nixnoltis. So from the album Royal Family Divorce, here is Setvorno Horo.
Thank you. Papa Paolo III, Mickey Y, and I'll say my.
that you caught. Hey, look me in the barrel and tell me that you love me. Yes, this is a kiss that I swear will blow your mind.
Emiliana Torini with Gun off last year's Me and Armini album. You can find that through Rough Trade. And Emiliana is an Icelandic singer with Italian heritage, hence her last name, though she lives in London right now, as most Icelandic artists often have to promote their music. Torini also appears on the soundtrack to Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, after Björk, who was originally chosen, was unavailable. And before that, we heard a Retro Stefson, one of the hottest bands currently in Reykjavik, and that song was Papa Paolo III. And three in Icelandic is something involved with a little thorn symbol, so it's like a three or something like that. And you can find that off of last year's Montana album, Montana spelt with the N squiggle thing. And that was released through Kimmy Records and based on the shirts available on sale throughout many a store in Reykjavik. That geothermally powered town. Maybe let's see some distribution here in North America soon.
When you think of English literature, do you think of pop songs played on an accordion in the middle of a park? When you think of Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, do you think of bloodthirsty mercenaries, pot-smoking bohemians, and murderous punk rockers? You do? Perfect!
Itzu Productions is proud to present The Road to Canterbury, a modern bastardization of the Canterbury Tales. Check out the show August 7th to 21st at 7 p.m., playing in the great outdoors at Queen Elizabeth Park. For more information, check out itzu.org.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm joined here by illustrious CITR station manager Brenda here. How are you doing, Bren?
I'm doing great, Gary.
So, yes, this entire show has been themed about Iceland, hence why you've sort of stumbled into the booth here, because it looked like you had a question or so.
I do. I have some questions about your trip, Gary.
Okay.
First of all, tell me something exciting that you ate.
Something exciting that I ate. I actually avoided a lot of, like, the really crazy stuff, since they still have dolphin, whale, and horse meat on the menu there. Because they're sort of stubborn about how they preserve their diet, and they don't like people telling them what to do. But I think the craziest thing I ate, they had, you ever seen a puffin? One of those like birds with like the toucan-type beaks? Yeah, they have those that you can actually eat as well, too. And it's sort of like a really dark meat. It's like super brown. It's not really gamey at all, but it's definitely like an ocean thing. And then there was another bird I've never heard or seen before. It's called the guillemot. It's guillemot, or however it's spelled. It looks French, like guillotine or something like that. But apparently it's sort of like an ugly, nasty bird. And there's no real... It's hard to really describe the flavor that they had, but it was all right. It was passable. But the nice thing about eating it in Iceland is that there's a lot of lamb there, and the lamb is really great. So I went to a Spanish tapas place, and they had a lamb in licorice sauce, a little, like, skewer.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty well.
Licorice.
Like, yeah, you wouldn't really figure the flavors would go well together, but yeah, the freaky thing was that licorice sauce was white as well. It just didn't make sense. But the big staple there I saw is a sort of like a yogurt, although it's technically a soft cheese. It's called Skyr, S-K-Y-R. And yeah, they're basically everywhere in like a little 24-hour bodegas, convenience stores and whatnot. But otherwise... American food's big there. You can go to your American-style restaurant. From what I read, Iceland is the biggest consumer of Coca-Cola per capita.
Wow,
and,
that's something.
And hot dogs. Hot dogs are big there.
And are they thin there?
They're like the really skinny ones with the crunchy skin and whatnot. And they serve it with like coarse radish and other things like that.
Sorry, I meant the people of Iceland.
Are the people thin? Are they thin? They generally are. They're a very healthy culture.
Drinking Coke and eating hot dogs?
Otherwise, they are out, ambling through the fjords and the wilderness there. The kids actually have to learn how to swim in school. If they don't know how to swim, they don't pass.
Nice.
So they're fairly healthy.
Well, if you live on the island, it's pretty important.
That's right. In case the island ever, well, sinks, or usually right. In the case with all the volcanoes, it just blows out. So.
Nice. One more question.
Yes.
Gary. Well, I could keep going if you want, but did you see any music in Iceland?
I did. Actually, it wasn't live music, although there was a few performances there. There was a busker playing in one of the cafes that what looked like it was interesting, but then I sort of opted out since I saw a whole bunch of other people run away. But of all things, I went to a dubstep concert.
Ooh.
While I was there. So there were a couple Icelandic, and I think there was another Canadian who was actually spinning there. I'm not sure if he was from Vancouver or not, but it was an interesting performance there since it happened on a Thursday, and it kind of went from 11 till 2, although the bars close at 1 on weekdays. Weekends, the bars close at 6. And,
at 6?
6 a.m.
In the morning?
Yes.
Wow, we're so boring.
It is, yeah. I actually sort of partook of that entire event there, and yeah, there was all manner of debauchery occurring on the cobble roads there.
Wow. Wow.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Are you tempted to go now?
I'm tempted.
Yeah, you want to see the geysers, the fjords, the...
The debauchery.
The debauchery, of course.
The hot dogs.
Yeah, all that. None of that's available here.
And the puffins.
Yes, the little puffin birds.
Cute.
Yes, so... Well, thanks, Brenda.
No problems, Gary.
All right. At some point, if you have questions for me, you can always just call here at 604-822-2487. Meanwhile, we'll cut over into a quartet of Icelandic women. Started off purely as a string quartet before they incorporated live sampling electronic instruments. And they often accompanied Sugar Rose in live performances, but they do tour on their own. So from their 2004 album, Amina Mina, this is Amina with Skaka. Thank you. And here we have Evil Madness with Numeri Fortunati of last year's Demoni Paradiso album, the supergroup's second one. One of the members is Johan Johansson, who appears almost on every Icelandic group there is. We've actually heard them in the beginning song there, the Apparat Organ Quartet we started the show off with. What we just heard before that was Melodia Part 4, which was part of last year's Fordlandia project.
Carry, darling, carry, carry when I cry. If I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music.
Downstairs to hear the sound, broken lean and singing song and
the folk oasis.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Ég nú í útvarstöði Ástralíu og mér var boðið að drekka te. Fljótlega mun ég fara út úr þessu húsi, lappa niður stigann, út og inn í bíl og fara á hljómprufu þar sem ég sennilega hef hitta vini mína og kannski spila lag eða tvö.
Skýjum hlá, líst upp gamla götu slóð, þar glæðlegu lína stóð. Glingló, klukkan sló, máninn ofar skýjum hlá, leit á lás var á leið, til línu hans beið. Unnendum máninn kær, þeir kær að ljóma slag, lás á byðins buxum var. Skýjum hlá, lási var svo hýr á bráð, því lína sagði já.
Svo spýsir hann erter og flesk.
And there we heard Björk Guðmundsdóttir. And we started off with her just speaking some Icelandic on some radio station, presumably the Icelandic public radio. And then we heard her join in with the octogenarian trio Guðmundur Ingólfssonar. And that was the title track to 1990's highly acclaimed album Gling Glow, which is a one-off jazz album. You can almost find that in any souvenir shop in Iceland. And of course, Björk will be filling up the rest of Radio Free Gek here on CITR Vancouver. Björk has worked on several soundtracks in various capacities, either by providing a song or singing along, but she has worked on two soundtracks, pardon me, exclusively. And the first one we'll listen to is one of the projects that she did with her husband or partner, Matthew Barney, best known for the Cremaster cycle. Back in 2005, they worked on one of Barney's Drawing Restraint projects, and this one was a film that was called Drawing Restraint 9, which was based on life on a Japanese whaling boat that was going down to Antarctica. So, what did we do here? Right, okay. So, what we'll do is we'll listen to a few selections from her soundtrack that was released on One Little Indian, the record label that she's been on ever since her time with the Sugar Cube. So we'll start off with Ambergris March.
Thank you.
In the background here, we are listening to the Vessel Shimanawa. And before that, we heard Bjork singing there with Bath. And we started off with Ambergris March, all from her soundtrack to Drawing Restraint 9 from 2005. When it comes to movies in Bjorkville, the one that she's best known for, then, is her only acting performance at this point that we've seen, which we from Dancer in the Dark, the Gus Van Trier movie from 2000, which she stars as a Czech single mom working away as she slowly goes blind. So what we'll do is we'll kick off with the overture to Dancer in the Dark here.
25.
There we heard Björk with In the Musicals, and then we start off with Overture to Dancer in the Dark, both from Dancer in the Dark. And yeah, that just about wraps it up here for this Icelandic episode of Radio Free Gak here. You know, with the passing away of John Hughes recently, I sort of caught that news too late, so maybe next week I can sort of line up some vintage soundtrack pieces from there and play some for you. So. Coming up shortly at 9 p.m. here, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. And if you missed any of this week's Radio Free Gak, you can download the MP3 as a podcast. Just go to the recently redesigned website, www.citr.ca. You can click on the schedule, and there's a lot more information there. So be sure to browse around there, see what events are happening in town here. So we're going to queue up Björk's Oscar-nominated track from 2000. In the movie, she sang this song with Peter Stormare, and they actually reversed parts, but on the soundtrack here, she partnered with Tom York from Radiohead, and of course, most people remember the Oscar ceremony for her wearing the swan dress with the little egg purse here, so here is Björk and Tom York with I've Seen It All. Take care.
I have seen the trees, I have seen the dancing in the breeze.
I've seen a man killed by his best friend, and lives that were over before they were spent. I've seen what I was, and I know what I'll be. I've seen it all, there is no more to see.
China, have you seen the Great Wall?
All walls are great if the roof doesn't fall. And the man you will marry, the home you will share.
To be honest, I really don't care.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker.